Our texts are the reading from Exodus 7 and the gospel reading you just heard. You may be seated. In Exodus chapter 7, when Moses and Aaron finally go to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and speak to him God's word, it doesn't seem to go well. We heard in Exodus 7 a couple of times it said that Pharaoh did not listen. Moses and Aaron cannot control how Pharaoh receives the word. They cannot control whether Pharaoh will listen or believe. I think it's worth us remembering, me as a preacher certainly, but all of you as well as Christians, as you speak the word in your daily vocations, it's not up to us to decide who will listen. It's only our job to do what God has said and to speak. Moses and Aaron don't have the job of creating faith. The Holy Spirit does that through the word. They are simply called to be faithful in what they are appointed to do, in what God has sent them for, to speak and act on his behalf. God says of Moses that he will be like a god to Pharaoh, and that Aaron will be like Moses' prophet. It's interesting language. How can God say that Moses will be like God? Because Moses will speak God's word. Consider what we call this place at times. We call this place where we gather God's house. Why do we call it God's house? Because this is where he is, and this is where he is with his word. And so also Moses, because he has God's word, will be called like God. In the same way, you could say that all of us, through our baptism into Christ, are called sons of God. It's a beautiful title that we've been given. So Moses goes as God's representative, as God's spokesman. He goes in the stead and by the command of Yahweh, the God of Israel, to speak to Pharaoh. Moses has this promise as he speaks, that the one who hears him hears God. The same thing happens among us. When God sends his pastor, his preacher, to speak his word, when you hear that word spoken by your pastor, you're hearing not simply your pastor's voice, but you are hearing the very word of God. When you hear the absolution spoken in the stead and by the command of your Lord Jesus Christ, it is the word of your Lord that you hear. And when you hear the bread and wine consecrated, Jesus says, "This is my body, this is my blood." You are listening to him. Now, maybe Pharaoh wanted to say something like, "Well, if God wants to talk with me, he can come and talk to me himself. If God has a command for me, why doesn't God show up to tell me?" Well, God sends his messenger. God sends the one to speak his word. Pharaoh doesn't get exceptional treatment. In fact, if he won't listen to Moses, why would he listen to God? Because God is the one who has sent him. You might remember a similar story from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 16, the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man and Lazarus both die, and the rich man goes to hell and Lazarus goes to heaven. And the rich man asks God to send Lazarus back to warn his brothers, or to Abraham to send Lazarus back. And Abraham says, "Well, they have God's word. They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't believe that, they're not going to believe someone who is risen from the dead." We are called to listen to God's word, even when it comes through the voice of a man who is a fallen human being. This is God's word spoken and given to us. In Exodus 7, it seems like Moses and Aaron have finally learned their lesson because they simply do what God commands. They speak to Moses or to Pharaoh, and they fill his ears with God's word, and they fill his eyes with God's signs. God reveals himself to us as well, and he does it through the scriptures. If we want to hear what God has to say, if we want to see the wonders that God does, then let us open the scriptures and hear them from the Old and New Testaments. Here are God's word for us, and here are his wondrous works. But Pharaoh does not listen. That's not Moses and Aaron's job. Their job is simply to speak. God, in fact, tells them, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. That brings up the question of, well, is God the one then that causes sin? Does God take pleasure in Pharaoh's wickedness? Is God responsible for Pharaoh's unbelief? And the answer is no. Pharaoh is the one who doesn't believe. And in response, eventually, after many plagues and times, God will then harden Pharaoh's heart as well. When Pharaoh has despised the grace that's been given over and over and over again, when he refuses to believe, then God will reward him with eternal condemnation and punishment. We might ask then, why does God even bother to send the word to Pharaoh if he knows that Pharaoh is just going to reject it? Well, why does God bother to send the word to anyone, to you or to me? Because he is gracious and he is merciful, and he desires all men to come to a knowledge of the truth and be saved. And he is gracious and merciful to us, and he sends his word to us again. It's true that Pharaoh doesn't believe that word of truth, and so that in place God is going to allow him to believe a delusion and a lie. I wonder if it isn't in that moment when Moses and Aaron throw down the staff and it turns into a serpent, and then Pharaoh's magicians do the same thing, if that isn't the moment when Pharaoh's heart really begins to harden. For a moment, maybe, he's ready to believe until his magicians can do the same thing, and now Pharaoh has his loophole. Well, anything your God can do, I can do as well. And he refuses to believe. In the wickedness and hardness of his heart, he refuses to believe the word that is revealed to him. And in this way, Pharaoh will be his own judge. He's been given the word again and again and again. He's had many opportunities and many times to believe. He's been sufficiently warned. He will be without excuse. In his blindness, he will go from sin to sin, and then he will go to death. The reason why we are here today, and the thing that we would ask of our God, is that he would keep us from this punishment, that he would keep our hearts from becoming hard, and that he would replace our hearts of stone and our ears that are deaf with hearts of flesh and with ears that hear. And this is something that God does. He does it by the power of the Holy Spirit at work through the Word. We see as well that God will accomplish his purposes for his people. It says in Romans 8, verse 28, that God works all things for good for those who are called according to his purpose and for those who love him. And so it was in Egypt, in Exodus. Even though the people suffered much, God was at work for their good to deliver them, just as God is at work for us to deliver us. And even though Pharaoh's heart is hard, and even though Pharaoh refuses to let the people go, his opposition to God's word is going to move God to perform many signs and wonders and miracles. Pharaoh strives to oppose God, and he obtains what he strives for, an eternal separation from God himself. But God also will thwart Pharaoh. Pharaoh turns his back on God, and so God turns his back on Pharaoh. But by his signs and wonders, God will deliver his people. The first one is that he turns the water of the Nile River to blood. It's an amazing thing. If you remember in Exodus, the first time the Nile River is mentioned is when the baby boys are being thrown into it, when a previous Pharaoh turns the Nile into a place of blood by the death of the baby boys. Moses is saved. Now the Nile will be turned back against Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and it turns to blood. The innocent blood of the Hebrews was shed in that river, and now that river is turned to blood with all the water of the land, so that the fish die and the people have nothing to drink and their lives are threatened. What God says happens: judgment on Egypt, but salvation for his people. In Luke 19, we heard of the one who is greater than Moses, Jesus himself. He is not simply one who is like God or a prophet sent by God, but he is rather God in the flesh, He is God by nature. And he speaks in the stead of God as well. We heard Jesus' words as he's approaching Jerusalem, and he sees the hardness of that city, the hardness of their heart, and he weeps over it. Would that you had known what makes for peace and the time of your visitation. Just as Pharaoh refuses to listen to the word that is sent to him, so the Pharisees and the scribes and the leaders of Israel refuse to listen to God when he comes in the flesh. But still God comes. God comes through water and through blood. The water and the blood that will flow from the side of our Lord when he hangs upon the cross. The blood that he sheds for the forgiveness of sins. The water that he's given to us in holy baptism that brings us life and salvation. Today, let us not harden our hearts, but rather may the Holy Spirit soften our hearts so that we listen and hear. Let our prayer today and throughout Lent be, God, grant that we receive your word, and grant that we may be devoted to it, and grant that the blood of Jesus Christ would not condemn us, but save us. And so we believe in him, and we thank him. And in our vocations, we also bear witness to his word. Whatever your calling is, whether as a worker or a friend or a family member, speak the word of God in the place where he puts you. But do not assume that it is your job to make others listen or hear. Simply do what is given to you. Bear witness to the truth and let God's word do its work. Whether that work will harden the hearts of those who hear or whether by God's grace the Holy Spirit will call them to faith, that's his job. Yours is simply to bear witness in your calling, to be that voice of God and speak in his stead and by his command to those who are near you and under your authority, trusting that God's word will do its work. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.